Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about caregivers. Are you caring for yourself appropriately? I attended an amazing in-service for people who work with addicts in particular. And dealing with addicts, I can tell you, is a very emotionally charged thing to endeavor to do for many reasons. But mostly because they have a lot of anger, they have a lot of fear, they have a lot of issues that come up to the service, which is why they were involved in the addictions in the first place. And frankly, many of them are emotionally stuck in the place where their addictions became a part of their personality. So if they became addicted at age 12 or 13 or 14, you may be looking at someone who looks like an adult, but in reality, they're truly just a teenager, emotionally speaking. The truth of the matter is that we all need to take really good care of ourselves. If you have a family, if you have parents that you're taking care of or concerned about because maybe they're going through some mental or emotional or financial difficulties, if you have children who may be going through some difficult times, or maybe you're in an employment situation that you find stressful, you really need to do things to take really good care of yourself and address these issues. Because, frankly, people who are overwhelmed with what's going on in their lives can be really irritable. They can get angry. They can get frustrated. They can get depressed and have all of these emotions come up, which makes it really difficult to relate with other people in an appropriate manner. Never mind not feeling very good yourself. So, for today's podcast, we're going to go over some very wonderful suggestions that came up during this in-service training that I went to, because they asked us to share it, and so I'm sharing it. Because you're all worth it, right? You're worth learning some ways to handle these issues that come up in all of our lives, really, in a healthier way. Because life is only worth living if you have some fun and enjoyment and you can be at ease. So here we go. If you are in a difficult work situation where there's stress, I'd like you to take a look at these things in particular. Get enough sleep. Turn off your doodads. Turn off all those shining screens that you have in your face, be it TV, computer, iPad, cell phone, whatever. Turn them off. And be in a room that is cool enough for you to be able to sleep well. And dark enough so that you can sleep well, so your body knows that it's time to sleep. Eat enough food. Sometimes when people are feeling overworked or they're stressed out because of things going on in their life, they don't eat enough. Well, it's very hard for your body to manufacture the amino acids and hormones and everything it needs to function appropriately if you're not eating good, healthy food. My favorite is to go to one-item foods. What that means is you're talking whole foods without any extra chemicals involved. You can combine a bunch of whole foods and make delicious meals. Do some light exercise. One doesn't need to be a fanatic about this. Go for a walk with a friend of yours, or maybe do some swimming. It is summertime. Do something so that you're activating your body and allowing yourself to de-stress naturally and getting those happy hormones going at the same time. Vary the work you do. Now, if you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, you're going to be bored. And that's not going to help you in the least. So get yourself involved in different types of activities at work as best you can. Maybe you can ask your boss if there's other projects that you can get involved in so that you can mix it up a bit. And engage your brain more if you're not in an already brain-engaging business pursuit. Do something pleasurable for yourself. You know, so many times we get so stuck in the things that we have to do all day, every day, we sort of forget that life is supposed to be pleasurable. So do something that is in line with your highest self, something that's safe and appropriate for you. And take some pleasure in life, whatever that is. Get together with a friend, maybe somebody who you haven't seen in a while, who really knows how to make you laugh and gives you a good time, or go see some art, listen to some really good music someplace. Just do something that you find really pleasurable. Focus on what you did well. So many times you get so stuck in all the stuff that we didn't do well, we get down on ourselves. Well, I am sure there are things that you did well during your day. So focus on those things and be happy and contented with doing something well. On the other end, learn from your mistakes. We all make them. That's the way we learn and grow. Just make sure that the next time the situation arises, you don't make the same mistake yet again. And if you do, well, another learning opportunity, isn't it? Share a private joke with somebody. That always feels really good. But just do it with that one person only because, you know, private jokes around other people is kind of rude. Pray, meditate, relax, do some self-hypnosis. Because when you are meditating or relaxing or doing self-hypnosis, you're in a relaxed state, which means that you can't be tense and frustrated. And it's always helpful to support a colleague in need. You can feel good for helping somebody who could use your help. I tell my folks always that they need to kind of listen to that little part of their brain. You know, that part that's in the back of your mind. Because that part of your mind will tell you when something is off, when something's not working very well for you. I was working with a client yesterday, actually, and she came to the conclusion that she really needed to have her own space to herself. She has a roommate, and now she and the roommate get along okay, but she's able to afford the place on her own now, and she's taking on more stuff in her career, and she just really wants to come home and just have her own space. Now, the interesting thing here is that she's been hearing this little voice in her head for a really long time, but she hasn't acted on it because she was concerned about how her roommate would feel about the change that she needed to make for herself. But the point here is that we need to respect our needs and our desires. So please listen to what's going on in the back of your mind so that you can take appropriate action and let go of the anxiety. The situation with this particular client is causing anxiety for her. And she realizes that, and that's why she needs to take care of it. I also tell my folks, drink plenty of water. Because when we're dehydrated, we can feel depressed. And when you rehydrate, you'll feel better. Take deep breaths in and out. And when you take your deep breath in, hold it for a couple of seconds, and then exhale. Let your brain get oxygenated. And in that way, you'll find yourself relaxing. Start your day with something you find pleasurable and end your day reflecting on something that was positive, happy, or perhaps a gratitude that you feel. Working your life in this way will allow you to feel good all the time. If you're in a job where you really need to focus on the work in front of you, you really need to learn how to switch off your personal life and turn on your professional life, and then when you go home, switch off your professional life and switch on your personal life. Switching is a conscious process. Talk to yourself as you make the switch. Use images that make you feel safe and protected to switch off, and connected and cared for when you're switched on to help you switch. Find some rituals that will help you to start and stop work. And as I said before, Breathe slowly and deeply to calm yourself when you're starting a tough job at work or having to deal with something that might be a little more challenging in your personal life. I know that doing many of these in my own life has helped a lot, because in the days before I learned how to do hypnosis, well, I could get quite excitable, really angry, upset. It wasn't a pretty picture. But once I learned how to really control the thoughts more and realize that if I'm calm and together and listen to the back of my mind to take care of the things that need to be taken care of, all of a sudden I feel calm, peaceful, and content. And I know you'll find the same is true for you. So give it a try and notice your life getting back in balance. And by all means, spend time with those you love, who love you, and get involved in some kind of spiritual practice of whatever sort. I don't care if it's going out into nature and just enjoying it, or actually some kind of spiritual practice. Because knowing that there is something bigger than us really does allow us to get our minds off the little trite stuff and see the larger vision, which is always a calming, soothing, really feeling of awe and wonder, which is a wonderful place to be. The main message that we were given at this in-service training was that until unless we take care of ourselves, it's going to be very difficult for us to be able to take care of anybody else. We're professional healers, all of us in the room. But I know that in your life, there's people that are relying on you to be there for them when they need you to be there, and you would like them to be there for you, even if it's just to talk through some difficult situation or lead you to somebody else who can help you to sort out things in an easier manner. So take heed. Take care of yourself. And watch those things that clog up too much of our time and our brain and our thoughts disappear while allowing you to fill your heart and your mind with those things that bring you joy, comfort, and serenity. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.